Like you are great. like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
So to do greet you this evening in Jesus' name. It's strange with the pulpit's a bit down. It's a little bit lower than it was. It's a good job, but we feel a bit exposed. It's good to be in his house. The song says, you are great.
And
that's what we've come to remember this evening. That he is great. And he does miracles so great. The prophet says, you can never believe in miracles until you become a miracle
first.
Anybody that's born again of the Spirit of
Christ
is a miracle. So you know what a miracle is. Let's come to a time of prayer before we come to the Word. Let's humble ourselves before the Lord. We've come to commune with Him this evening. You speak to Him. Call upon His name. And let's prepare our hearts. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day that you've given unto us, Lord. Thank you for this evening that you've allowed us. Thank you, Father, that you've given us an opportunity once again to gather your people. Father, to come to a divine appointment with you. Father, we haven't come upon this evening, Lord. Father, desiring any this day, will you bless your people and help us, Lord, I ask that, Father, the praise, the honor, the glory, Lord, might be given unto thee. Bless your word to us now as we read it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's open Leviticus chapter 23. We'll take our thought from there this evening. Leviticus 23. This is speaking of the seven Levitical feasts. These are the feasts of redemption. Leviticus 23, we'll read verse 4. Onwards, it says from verse 4, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Now let's just get the picture of where this is coming from. This is Moses,
c'est Moïse,
and he's in the mount.
Et il est dans la montagne.
And there's the pillar of fire.
Il y a la colonne de feu.
And the Lord is instructing Moses of certain things to go down and tell the people.
Doit aller dire aux gens.
So this isn't coming from Moses.
Et cela ne vient pas de Moïse.
This is coming from Jehovah himself.
De Jéhovah lui-même.
And so God doesn't say anything
Dieu ne dit rien
without there being a specific purpose.
Sans être, sans avoir un
and he's speaking of the feasts of the Lord.
Il parle à propos des fêtes du Seigneur.
And the word feast in the Bible,
le mot, fête dans la Bible
means an appointed season.
C'est une saison bien déterminée.
So the Lord is saying, Moses,
le Seigneur dit à
there's
Moïse,
going to be certain seasons
il y aura une certaine
that
saison
I've appointed
et que j'ai destiné
where I want to meet with my people.
Que je vais me rencontrer avec mon
and
peuple.
You go down
et vous, vous allez là-bas.
And you tell these things
vous allez
to my
dire
people.
Ces choses à mon peuple.
It says in verse 5,
verset 5,
in the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You should do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the 7th day is a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, verse 10, and say unto them, when you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. You may be seated. May the Lord bless his word.
Que le Seigneur bénisse sa parole.
Now, just this week,
cette semaine,
just in thinking,
à penser,
as we said last weekend,
et comme nous avons dit la semaine passée,
that it would be so wonderful to get into a season again
ça sera très bon de pouvoir rentrer dans une saison
of really digging in
et de pouvoir entrer vraiment
in the spirit of revelation,
dans l'esprit de la révélation,
into the things that gather us together,
les choses que nous rassemblent ensemble,
as message believers,
comme le croyant du message.
What makes us different
et qu'est-ce qui nous fait différent
than Presbyterian people
et que
today,
les gens presbytériens
than Baptist people
et que le baptiste
aujourd'hui. There's many good people in the Baptist church.
Il y a beaucoup de bonnes personnes.
Many good Presbyterian people that I know.
Il y a beaucoup de gens presbytériens que je connais.
The prophet says it's good people.
Le prophète dit qu'il y a de bons gens dans chaque système.
What would distinguish
qu'est-ce qui va nous faire la différence?
Is the message that we believe?
C'est le message que nous croyons.
Is the revelation that
c'est
we have?
La révélation que nous avons.
And I thought it was a good thing at this season.
C'était une bonne chose.
For however long the Lord would lead us to do it.
Et là où le Seigneur va nous pousser à faire cela.
To really enter into what the message is.
Entrer réellement dans ce qui est le message.
That's how we said last week.
Amen. C'est pourquoi nous avons dit le week.
The real message.
Le vrai message.
Is the mysteries of God.
C'est le mystère de Dieu.
Certain things in His Word.
Certaines choses dans sa parole.
That God said He would seal up.
Dieu a dit qu'il va sceller.
Unto the time of the end.
Jusqu'au temps de la fin.
Certain redemptive truths.
Il y a certaines bénédictions rédemptrices.
Things that God had. In His Word.
Le Seigneur dans sa parole.
But they'd been lost.
Mais cela a été perdu,
many of them
plusieurs de
in the
choses,
great battle for truth
dans les grandes batailles de la
through
vérité,
these seven church
à travers
ages we've been through.
De l'église qui a été
and
passé.
The Lord said at the end
le Seigneur a dit à la fin,
that there'll be a people
et qu'il y aura un peuple,
that He will unveil
et qu'il va dévoiler
the full mystery of redemption
le plan mystère de la
to a people
à un peuple,
and that those mysteries
et ces mystères-là,
that unveiling
qui dévoile
the full revelation of Jesus
la révélation complète de Jésus-Christ
will give them rapturing faith.
Va leur donner la foi de la
because we have to have something in this
parce
age
que nous devons avoir quelque chose dans cet
that
âge
none of the other ages had.
Et que d'autres anges
we
n'avaient
have
pas.
To have faith.
Nous devons avoir la foi de l'enlèvement.
Now rapturing faith, like
la
I said last week,
comme Dieu
isn't
dit,
in church order.
Ce n'est pas dans l'ordre de
though we need church order.
Bien que nous avons besoin
rapturing
de
faith isn't in dress codes.
Ce n'est pas dans les codes
though we need those things.
Bien que nous avons besoin de ces choses-là.
But we can many times.
On peut plusieurs
spend a lot of time
passer beaucoup du temps
on those things
dans ces choses-là.
And not get into the real things
entrer dans la vraie chose
that have the quickening power
qui a la puissance de
to quicken us out of whatever condition
pour
that we are.
Vivifier de n'importe quelle condition que nous sommes.
And that is what we find
c'est ce que nous trouvons
in these redemptive
dans
mysteries
ces mystères rédempteurs
that God has sealed up in His Word.
Dieu a scellé dans sa parole.
And to anybody who knows the
et
message,
tout le monde qui connaît le message
the climax
le sommet
of the message
du message
was the revelation of the seven seals.
C'était la révélation de sept sceaux. Amen.
That was the absolute adoption
ça, c'était absolument l'adoption
of the prophet
du prophète.
When he was taken up the mount
et quand on l'a pris
and the
à
cloud
la
came down on the mount
et la nuée est descendue
just
à la
like with Moses
et c'est comme avec Moïse
just like with the Lord Jesus Christ
c'est comme avec
himself.
Le Seigneur Jésus-Christ lui-même
Jesus was transfigured
Jésus-Christ a été transfiguré.
It was adoption time.
On lui a amené au temps de l'adoption et écoutez-les.
And like Moses was given
Moïse,
redemptive revelation at that time,
révélation rédemptrice en
we're reading some of it here
nous allons lire certaines
to come and deliver to the Exodus people.
Venir délivrer aux gens de l'Exode.
So the prophet went up the mount.
Le prophète est allé en la
1963,
montagne,
Mount Sunset,
dans
showing that it's evening
couchant,
time.
Montrer que nous sommes au temps du soir.
That the sun is about to
et
set.
Que le soleil est en train de se coucher.
And he was delivered.
Et il a été délivré.
The revelation of the seven seals. So we'd love to get in those things again. But in order to get ourselves there, we need to put a bit of a background.
There are
certain things that we need to understand,
especially
to new people. And a few things we need to know. You know, sometimes you look at something, like say the seven seals, and then you look at that and say, what's the best way to approach that? Then you see you need to backtrack a little bit.
Et vous voyez que vous devez retourner un peu derrière.
Because before you can understand the seals,
parce qu'avant de comprendre les sceaux,
you need to know Daniel 70
vous devez connaître les 70 semaines.
Because that's the way the prophet preached.
Et c'est là où le prophète a prêché.
And before you can understand Daniel 70 weeks,
avant de comprendre 70 semaines de Daniel,
one of the best ways
la meilleure façon
of setting the foundation,
de pouvoir mettre la fondation,
of building up,
de pouvoir bâtir les
to the seals,
also,
is to look at the feasts,
c'est regarder aux fêtes,
the seven Levitical feasts,
les sept fêtes levitiques,
because these help us. us.
C'est parce que ceci
to
nous
place
aide
ourselves exactly where we are
exactement là où nous
in the prophetic timetable.
Dans l'état prophétique.
Like we said last week.
Comme nous l'avons dit la semaine
how
passée,
can you do the will of God
et comment tu peux faire la volonté
if you
de
don't
Dieu
know where you are in time?
Si vous ne savez pas là où vous êtes
if you
dans
don't
les
know your message,
et si vous ne connaissez pas votre
if you don't know what you to expect in this
si
day,
vous ne savez pas quoi attendre dans
how can you have confidence in what you're doing?
Comment tu peux avoir confiance à ce que tu fais?
We want to build on a firm foundation. So we need to know.
Nous devons savoir.
Like Paul said.
Et comme Paul
always
dit,
be prepared.
Soyez toujours préparé.
To give an account to anyone.
Pour donner le rapport à n'importe
the reason of the hope that is within you.
La raison de l'espoir qui est à
and we have a very, very scriptural foundation and basis
une fondation et une base
for what we believe.
De ce que nous croyons.
Everything we believe,
tout ce que nous croyons,
we believe that the test of revelation
que le test de la révélation
is to take something from Genesis to Revelation.
C'est de prendre quelque chose de Genèse à l'Apocalypse.
Because the same God that came in the Old Testament
que le même Dieu dans l'Ancien Testament
and gave us all these shadows and these types,
il nous a donné ces ombres et ces types,
the feasts,
le
the
fête,
sacrifice,
le sacrifice, hein, le tabernacle. Et
toutes
ces choses qui étant les ombres.
Is the same one who came and brought us the substance in the New Testament.
Le même Dieu qui a amené ces substances dans la
the fulfillment of those shadows and those types.
L'accomplissement de ces ombres et ces
and is still in the process
et toujours dans le processus
of unveiling the real substance
le vrai substance
of many of these things that he had as shadows in his word.
So
anything we believe, we should be able to trace it right from the beginning to the end.
Capable de pouvoir tracer du commencement.
And the moment it contradicts something,
le moment où ça contredit quelque
God
chose,
is the God of continuity.
Amen. Dieu est le Dieu de continuité.
God is orderly in what he
Dieu
does.
A ordonné dans ce qu'il est en train de faire.
He builds and builds and builds.
Il est en train de bâtir et bâtir et bâtir.
He gives simple truth.
Il a donné la simplicité
to Abel,
à Abraham,
of a lamb.
À Abel et son agneau.
And he's going to build it as he goes.
Et il va bâtir cela pendant qu'il
he continue. Continues with the lamb to Moses.
Il continue avec l'agneau.
But he's going to show a lot more to Moses about the great mystery that he had in his heart, the great plan that Jehovah had in himself from before the foundation of the world. And as it gets deep further and further, Daniel will come and build even more upon it, the 70 weeks. And if you keep on going, then you get to the New Testament. And then you keep on going, and you get to our day when God had said that all that had been sealed up, all that is necessary for the church to know must be known in this day because it's required for us scripturally to know these things. So Leviticus 23, which is the seven feasts of redemption, gives us a good foundation. So when I was looking at it this week, at these feasts, I saw the only way you can have these first three feasts is to have communion.
C'est d'avoir la communion.
Because the first feast is Passover.
Parce que la première fête, c'est la fête des Pâques.
The second feast,
la deuxième fête,
is unleavened bread.
Le pain sans levain.
And the third feast,
et la troisième fête,
is first fruits.
C'est le premier fruit.
So that's when I said, well,
c'est pourquoi j'ai
if
dit,
we're having a day of consecration,
si nous avons les jours de la
let's
consecration,
finish it with a communion service.
Et puissions terminer avec la
and that'll give us a good opportunity,
et ça va nous donner une bonne opportunité
to get into the simple part of these
pour
feasts.
Entrer dans les choses
that
simples.
Which has been.
Et là a été déjà
we can look at what already has been fulfilled in these feasts.
Déjà accompli dans ces fêtes.
Because each of these things we're speaking about, the Passover, perfectly was fulfilled in Christ.
C'était parfaitement accompli à Christ. Amen.
The unleavened bread.
Le pain s'est levé.
I know every scripture has dual fulfillment.
A deux accomplissements.
That's fulfilled in Christ.
Amen. Cela s'est accompli à Christ.
And the first fruits
le premier fruit
was absolutely fulfilled.
Amen.
In Christ.
C'était absolument accompli.
So as we come to remember him tonight,
nous sommes venus
s'assouvenir. To remember his death until he comes.
S'assouvenir de sa mort avant.
These three feasts help us.
Ces trois fêtes nous aident.
Just to refresh ourselves.
De pouvoir nous rafraîchir.
As to the purpose.
Au but par lequel.
Of his death.
Sa mort a
as to what his death achieved.
Qu'est-ce que la mort a achevé.
And these three feasts will also help us to see.
Ces trois fêtes vont aussi nous aider à voir.
How perfect God is
et comment parfait Dieu
in his prophetic word.
Dans sa parole prophétique.
Because this chapter,
c'est parce que ce chapitre,
Leviticus 23,
Leviticus 23 ici,
when God is revealing to Moses
Dieu a révélé à Moïse,
the seven prophetic feasts.
Les sept prophétiques fêtes.
The Jews call these feasts the feasts of the Messiah.
Le Juif appelle ceci le fête de Messie.
And that's what they are.
C'est ce qu'ils sont.
Israel thought God was just speaking about seven different
Israël
holidays.
A pensé que Dieu était en train de parler de
But God had something
choses.
Far deeper in his mind.
Dieu avait quelque chose de plus profond.
When he was revealing these things to Moses.
Quand il était en train de révéler ces choses.
Just as much as when God revealed to Moses.
C'est la même façon que Dieu a révélé.
That there must be the sacrifice of a lamb.
Il avoir le sacrifice d'un agneau.
On the day of atonement.
Dans les jours de l'expiation.
It was speaking of something far greater.
De quelque chose de plus grand.
Than an individual lamb.
Et que l'agneau individuel.
It was speaking about what God had hidden in his heart.
De parler, ce que Dieu a été, ce qui était caché dans
the
le
deep
de
that was in Jehovah that
la
he desired to express.
Qui était à Jehovah, qu'il désirait exprimer cela.
As a redeemer.
Comme un rédempteur.
It was speaking of the coming of the Lamb of God.
À propos de l'avenir de cet agneau.
Who is going to make a perfect atonement for us.
Faire l'expiation parfaite pour
so
nous.
So as we read these feasts,
et pendant que nous lisons ces choses,
there's the natural side of the feast.
La côté naturel.
To natural Israel. But then these feasts are prophetic.
Mais ces choses sont prophétiques.
And if you want to get ahead of where we're trying
si
to go,
vous voulez aller
if you have some time,
si vous avez un peu du temps,
I never knew it until yesterday.
Je ne savais pas jusqu'à tel point.
The prophet in 1964,
le prophète de 1964,
he preached three messages in succession.
Il a prêché trois messages à succession.
He preached Feast of Trumpets,
il a prêché la fête des trompettes,
which is speaking of the Feast of Trumpets.
Il parle à propos de fête des
trompettes. The next weekend, he preached Recognizing Your Day and Its Message,
il a prêché Reconnaître votre jour et son message,
which gets us into the atonement.
Qui va nous amener à l'expiation,
which is the sixth feast,
qui est le
the feast of the atonement.
Le sixième fête qui est de
and then the next weekend he preached
et
Future Home,
le weekend prochain,
which takes us to the Millennium Tabernacles,
qui va nous amener au tabernacle
and to the eighth day,
amen,
which is
jour,
the last feast. And I never saw it before.
Fête.
Then I said, the prophet.
Je n'ai jamais vu cela, et le prophète a parlé.
So there's those feasts that are prophetic. Let me show you just to give you an understanding.
Je vais vous montrer pour vous donner
I don't think this is working. If somebody could go down for me. If you could go down, brother, thanks. Okay. Yes, good. So there's seven feasts in this Leviticus
23.
It's the only place you'll find in the Bible that all seven of these feasts are put in one chapter. It's a very prophetic chapter. And that's why you'll find many times in the message the prophet is taking things from this chapter.
Le prophète est en train de prendre beaucoup de choses dans ces chapitres.
Because this chapter shows God's
c'est parce que ces chapitres montrent Dieu.
Eternal plan.
Le plan éternel de Dieu.
The mystery.
Le mystère.
That God has wanted to unfold through the ages.
Dieu devrait faire à travers les
ans. So if you look at these feasts,
si vous regardez à ces fêtes,
we'll try it like that. You'll see there's
vous
seven
voir,
feasts.
Qu'il y a sept fêtes,
but if you read your Bible,
et si vous lisez votre Bible,
Israel was commanded
Israël, on lui a demandé,
to come to Jerusalem three times
pour venir
during
à
the
Jérusalem
year.
Trois fois pendant l'année,
because these seven feasts
c'est parce que c'est sept,
were divided into three sections.
A été divisé en trois sections.
For example, Passover,
peut-être la Pâque,
unleavened
par exemple,
bread,
la Pâque, le
first
Pâque,
fruits.
Le premier
all happened at the same time.
Tout cela s'est passé au même moment.
So Israel would come to Jerusalem.
Israël devrait venir à Jérusalem.
Stay there for 8 days.
Demeurer là-bas pour 8 jours.
That have the Passover.
Et qu'ils auront la Pâque.
The Feast of Unleavened Bread.
La fête des sangs.
The first fruits.
Le premier fruit.
Then they'd go back home again.
Et ils vont rentrer à la
and place. Those first three feasts.
Et ces trois premières fêtes.
In the Bible, you'll find.
Dans la Bible, vous allez
summarized under the name of Passover.
Et c'est là et résumé sur le nom de la Pâque.
Then 50 days after first fruit.
50 jours après cela.
You had the day of Pentecost.
Vous avez le jour de Pentecôte.
That was now the next major time.
Ça qui était maintenant le temps grand.
Seven sabbaths after.
C'est un sept sabbats après cela.
They would gather in Jerusalem once again.
Ils se rassemblaient à Jérusalem encore
for
une fois.
For the next feast
demain,
season.
La saison
and that was called Pentecost.
Et qui devrait être appelé Pentecôte.
And then you had 3 months or so.
Et vous aurez de 3 mois.
Until you go to the next
jusqu'à tel point que vous allez
set of feasts.
Au prochain fête.
And that was trumpets on the first day of the month.
C'était la trompette dans le premier jour.
Atonement on the 10th day of the month.
Et il y a l'expiation au 10e jour.
And tabernacles, I think, was the 14th day of the month.
C'était le 15e du
so they would gather together what they called Feast of Tabernacles.
Ils se sont rassemblés, ce qu'ils appellent le fête de tabernacle.
But there was the trumpets.
Il y avait
the
trompette,
day of atonement.
Et l'expiation de David.
And then
Et alors,
tabernacles,
le tabernacle,
to finish off the seven feasts.
Pour finir de cette fête.
Now,
nous,
are somewhere in those feasts.
Nous sommes quelque part dans ces fêtes-là.
And if we can place ourselves,
et si on peut nous placer là-bas,
we'll know where we are in time.
Nous serons là où nous sommes dans les temps.
And it's such a wonderful topic when you get into.
C'est un sujet trop merveilleux que nous entrons.
And one thing that helps you to really appreciate,
qui va vous aider de pouvoir,
is the message of the hour.
Amen. Le message de l'heure.
That you could have a seventh grade educated man.
Et tu peux avoir un homme de cette école de 6 ans, 7 ans d'école primaire.
That could come and so bring the things together.
Et qui peut amener les choses ensemble.
To show us exactly where we are.
Pour nous montrer exactement là où nous sommes.
And that's why you preach recognizing your day and its message.
Pour reconnaître votre jour et son message.
How important it is.
Comment il est très important.
And use these feasts.
Utiliser ces
fêtes. In that message.
Dans ce message là.
To show us how important it is to recognize where you are in time.
Comment est important de reconnaître là où vous êtes dans les temps.
So these feasts were given.
Ces fêtes ont été données.
So here's the spring feast.
Et voici le fête maintenant de printemps.
These are the ones that start things off.
Mais ce sont ceux qui commencent la chose.
And the first one,
la première,
has to be the Passover.
Doit être la Pâque.
And friends, God knows what He's doing.
Dieu connaît ce qu'il est en train de faire.
It always has to start with the lamb.
Ça a toujours commencé avec l'agneau.
And His blood.
Et son sang.
Anything that God is going to do,
chose que Dieu va faire,
it has to start with the blood of
ça
redemption.
Va commencer avec le sang de la rédemption.
Without the Passover,
sans la Pâque,
you can't go any further.
Tu peux pas aller loin.
That is the foundation,
ça, c'est la fondation
of everything else that is to come.
De toutes choses autres à venir.
If there wasn't the Passover,
et s'il n'y avait pas la Pâque,
if there wasn't the death of the Lamb,
et s'il n'y avait pas le jour de la,
and the sprinkling of the blood,
et s'il n'y avait pas le versement de la,
there's no way you can get any further with God.
Il n'y a pas comment loin vous pouvez aller avec Dieu.
That's as far as you're going to go.
Et ça aussi loin que pouvez aller.
And that is why God, He puts the first feast.
Dieu a mis la première fête.
In verse 5,
dans verset 5,
it says, in the 14th day of the first month,
il dit dans le 14e jour de,
at even is the Lord's Passover.
C'est la Pâque du Seigneur.
Now the Jews call it this, the feast of salvation.
Les Juifs appellent ceci la fête de salut.
Because that's what the Passover is.
Amen. C'est ce qui est la Pâque.
This is the feast of salvation.
Et ça, c'est la fête de la Pâque.
And as we've come to commemorate this evening,
et voilà que nous sommes venus commémorer ce soir,
the fulfillment of the Passover.
L'accomplissement de la Pâque.
The Passover was but a type in Egypt.
Et la Pâque était juste le type en Égypte.
But the substance was Christ.
Mais la substance est son Christ.
But in both testaments.
Mais dans tous les deux testaments.
In the Old Testament.
Dans l'Ancien Testament.
In Exodus 12.
Dans Exode 12.
When Moses told the people, kill the lamb.
Et quand Moïse a dit les gens de tuer l'agneau.
Put the blood on the door.
Mets le sang sur les portes.
And in the New Testament.
Et dans l'Ancien Testament.
When the Lamb of God Himself came.
Et quand l'agneau de Dieu lui-même est venu.
And says, this is my blood that is shed for you.
C'est mon sang qui a été coulé pour vous.
Both of these.
Et toutes ces choses,
Passovers,
toutes ces passes,
one pas, a natural type of a spiritual,
c'est le type naturel du spirituel,
bring deliverance from slavery.
Qui est en train de mener de la délivrance.
That's what the Passover
de la
brings.
Servitude. C'est ce que c'est la fin.
It brings deliverance, salvation from slavery.
Cela amène la délivrance du salut.
Without the blood of the Lamb,
de servitude,
Israel were not coming out of Egypt.
Israël ne pouvait pas sortir de l'Égypte.
No matter what the Lord did for them,
peu importe ce que le Seigneur a fait pour eux.
No matter how He manifested His power,
peu importe comment il a manifesté sa force.
In the plagues of Egypt,
dans les fléaux d'Égypte.
Until there was redemption by blood,
qu'il y ait la rédemption par les sang.
They stayed in Goshen.
Ils ont demeuré à Goshen.
There was no Exodus.
Il n'y avait pas d'exode.
But the very night that the blood was shed,
où le sang a été versé,
that the lamb was slain,
et l'agneau a été immolé,
that the token was applied,
et là où le signe a été appliqué,
that very night,
la même nuit là,
the trumpet sounded,
et la trompette a sonné,
and they went out of Egypt.
Et ils sont sortis d'Égypte.
And friends, that is an amazing
ça,
thing.
C'est une chose étonnante.
God is showing us a very important lesson
de
there.
Nous montrer une leçon très importante.
Is that without the shedding of blood,
sans l'écoulement du sang,
you're not going anywhere.
Vous n'allez pas aller nulle part.
Until you identify yourself
que vous êtes identifié vous-même
with the lamb
avec l'agneau
that has been slain,
qui a été immolé,
Jehovah's provision,
la provision de Jéhovah,
for man's sinful condition,
que la condition pécheresse de l'homme,
until each house personally identified itself,
chaque maison puisse personnellement s'identifier
with the lamb down there in Egypt.
Amen. Avec l'air agneau là en Égypte.
And yet the lamb was slain
si
for a house.
L'agneau a été tué pour la maison.
And the blood was applied.
Le sang a été appliqué maintenant.
By divine revelation.
Par la révélation divine.
On the lintel
sur le
and letton, the doorposts,
sur le poste, sur le letton,
which is perfectly the cross.
Qui est parfaitement la croix.
It was applied on the top and on the two sides, which is nothing but the cross. God has his heart on one thing, friends, and that is redemption.
C'est la rédemption.
And outside of the death of
et
the lamb,
sans la mort de l'agneau,
there's no redemption.
Il n'y a pas la rédemption.
You're not going anywhere.
Vous n'allez pas avancer.
You may get emotional.
Tu peux avoir des émotions.
You may know how to speak religious
things. Tu peux comment connaître comment parler les choses.
You may be judged as a righteous person.
Tu peux être jugé comme une personne
juste. By the standards of this world.
Par les standards de
but unless you yourself have identified yourself
vous identifier vous-même
with Jehovah's lamb,
avec l'agneau de Jéhovah,
and have applied the blood,
et cela a appliqué le sang,
you're still in your sin.
Vous continuerez toujours
and you can go no further with God.
Et il ne pouvait pas avancer avec Dieu.
Exactly the same as in the tabernacle.
Exactement la même chose dans
there
le
was
tabernacle.
The brazen altar first.
Il y avait l'autel d'airain premièrement.
Where sin had to be judged.
Là où le festin devait être jugé.
Where the blood had to be shed.
Là où le sang doit être coulé.
Where the animal had to be burnt as a burnt offering.
Devrait d'abord être offert comme l'offrande
de sacrifice. Unless the foundational work was absolutely done perfectly at the brazen altar, you weren't going any further.
Vous n'allez pas aller loin.
Don't speak about the mercy
seat.
Don't speak about the altar of incense. Don't speak about walking in the light of the candlestick.
No.
Unless the brazen altar was used the way that grace provided it to be used, you stayed in your sin. You may be able to shout, scream, get emotional, whatever, but your sins will find you out. And it's exactly the same. God shows us the same thing. In these Levitical feasts, he shows us firstly, there's got to be the Passover. And Paul tells us clearly in the Bible that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. There's no doubt. John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. That takes away the sins of
man. Qui entre le péché du
behold the Lamb.
Et voici l'agneau de Dieu.
So,
alors,
the 14th day of the first month,
le 14e jour du premier mois,
is the Lord's Passover.
C'est la Pâque du Seigneur.
But look what the Lord says in Exodus chapter 12.
Regarde ce que le Seigneur dit dans Exode.
If you go back to this Passover,
si vous rentrez dans cette
there's one point that I really, really liked.
Il y a un point que j'aime beaucoup.
Which you'll see about the Passover in Egypt.
Et que vous allez voir à propos de la Pâque en Égypte.
When the Passover was instituted.
Et quand la Pâque a été instituée.
In Exodus chapter 12.
Exode chapitre 12.
Verse 1 and 2.
Verset premier.
Look what the Lord says to Moses. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, until this time,
jusqu'à ce temps,
this month, March, April,
jusqu'à ce mois ici, en avril,
was the seventh month.
Le septième mois.
The year in Israel never, the year never started at this time before.
Israël n'a pas commencé à ce temps maintenant.
This was their seventh month.
Ça, c'était le septième
but
mois.
When the blood was shed,
quand le sang a été coulé,
when the lamb was slain,
quand l'agneau a été coulé,
when Israel was delivered from their captivity,
quand Israël a été délivré de la
captivité, the Lord says this will be the beginning of the year now.
Ça sera le commencement de l'année maintenant.
And that is God.
Ça, c'est Dieu.
God is the God of new beginnings.
Dieu est le Dieu de nouveau commencement.
You may be how many years old you are.
Être même comment vous êtes âgé,
but a genuine believer,
un véritable croyant,
you date yourself back
le jour
to the day of your redemption. That's where things really started in your life. Before that, you were in bondage.
Avant là, vous étiez dans la servitude.
You were in slavery.
Vous étiez dans
slavery to sin, the Bible
la servitude
says.
Au péché.
We were just as much in bondage as Israel were in bondage.
Aussi esclave dans le péché.
And there was nothing in ourselves
il y avait rien en nous-mêmes
that we could have done
qu'on pouvait faire
to deliver ourselves from bondage.
Qui pouvait se délivrer de
the cela. More Israel
plus Israël
tried to resist their bondage in Egypt,
la servitude en Egypte,
the harder the taskmasters became upon them.
Le maître d'œuvre devient
and every time that they would think of liberty
de la liberté,
and maybe speak of freedom,
et il parlait de la liberté,
the lash would come down.
Et on devrait venir avec le
the
foin,
bondage would be more
la
severe.
Servitude devrait être plus
that's
sévère.
How it was with us.
Ça, comme ça que
because salvation is of the Lord.
C'est parce que le salut est du
redemption
Seigneur.
Is not in yourself.
La rédemption n'est pas à vous-même.
You cannot redeem yourself.
Tu peux pas te racheter toi-même.
It has to be grace to
tu
you.
Dois avoir la grâce envers
and
vous.
God sent grace
et
to
Dieu
Israel.
A envoyé la grâce envers
the prophet says, God,
le prophète dit
he sent him a prophet,
il a envoyé un prophète
with a pillar of fire.
Avec la colonne de fer.
That was grace.
Et ça, c'était la grâce.
He sent plagues upon
il
Egypt.
A envoyé le fléau en Égypte.
He sent the power of deliverance.
Il a envoyé la puissance de la
délivrance. That was grace.
Et ça, c'était la grâce.
There was nothing that Israel
il
did
rien que Israël a fait
to merit that.
Pour mériter
the
cela.
Only thing which they did
la seule chose qu'ils ont
was fait. They groaned before the Lord.
C'était qu'ils ont gémi
and they cried out
ils ont
to
crié
the Lord.
Au Seigneur.
And the Lord remembered his covenant.
De son alliance,
because God is a covenant God.
Parce que c'est un Dieu de l'alliance.
And God sent grace
a envoyé
down to that people in the slavery
qui étaient dans la
and bondage
dans l'esclavage
of Egypt.
Egypt.
And when the lamb was slain
et quand l'agneau a été immolé,
and the blood was shed
et le sang a été coulé,
and the death angel passed over,
et l'ange de la mort a traversé cela,
God says,
Dieu a dit,
you number time from now.
Maintenant, vous
the calendar starts today.
Le calendrier commence
and from that day, Israel started
et dans ces jours-là, Israël
that as the first month.
Et comme ça, le premier mois.
And you think of it, friends.
Vous pensez à propos de
cela. We're in 2012.
Nous sommes à 2012.
Since what?
Depuis quand?
Since Christ was born.
Depuis Christ est né.
You see, time is numbered.
Et le temps est compté.
From the Passover.
À partir de la
Pâque. Our great Passover lamb.
Amen. Et le temps a été compté.
Everything testifies of that. Because the Passover is the great foundation,
c'est la grande fondation
upon which anything else that God is going to do,
c'est tout ce que Dieu va faire.
It has to be built upon
et
this foundation.
Doit être bâti sur cette fondation.
If God has a prophetic plan for your life,
si Dieu a un plan prophétique dans
we'll
votre
see
vie.
It as you go through these feasts.
Nous allons voir pendant que nous allons dans ces fêtes ici.
God has a great prophetic plan for
il
Israel.
A eu des plans prophétiques pour
that's
Israël.
Why they've been gathered now under the Feast of Trumpets
ils se sont
back into their homeland.
Là-bas sous le fête de la trompette dans l'air dans leur pays.
But where is that built upon?
Où est-ce que cela est bâti?
The foundation of the Passover.
C'est la fondation de la Pâque.
And let's never get away from
et
that.
Que nous ne puissions pas s'éloigner
in
de cela.
All of our studying of prophecy.
Et dans toutes nos études de la prophétie.
In all of our studying of the mysteries of God.
Dans toutes nos études de mystères de Dieu.
Let's always keep one eye.
Et que nous puissions toujours mettre nos yeux.
On where it all began.
C'est là où nous avons
at the cross.
À la croix.
Because that's where your spiritual life
et là
began.
Où votre vie spirituelle a commencé.
And every time you get low.
Et tout le temps que vous êtes
mort, every time you get backslidden.
Et tout le temps que vous rectifiez.
That's where you need to go back
et
to.
C'est là où vous devez rentrer.
To be renewed once again.
Une
the
fois.
Prophet says, when you lose your burden,
quand vous votre
come
fardeau,
back to the altar.
Il faut revenir à l'autel.
And what is the altar?
Et qu'est-ce qui est l'autel?
Our great altar is Calvary.
Notre grand autel, c'est le calvaire.
That's Abel's lamb.
Et ça, c'est l'agneau d'Abel.
That's Abraham's
ça,
ram caught in a thicket.
L'agneau d'Abraham.
That's where you come back
et
to.
Là où vous rentrez
let's
à
never lose sight of that.
Ne puissions pas perdre la coutume
and that's
de
how I was
cela.
Happy. I said, let's have a
et
communion service this evening.
Je suis content d'avoir la communion
before we speak of anything else.
De pouvoir parler de
down the line
chose,
of prophecy,
tout vers le ligne de la prophétie,
down the line of anything else that
vers
God,
la ligne de tout ce que Dieu
in His great redemptive plan,
en ce plan rédempteur,
is unfolding in our day. Let's
notre
just
vie.
Remind one another
nous
of the
l'autre.
Most important of it all,
de la chose la plus importante,
and that
plus
is the Passover.
Sens de la Pâque.
That's where it begins.
Ça, c'est là où les choses
and
commencent.
We need to keep going back to the blood.
Nous devons continuer toujours à aller vers
and we need to keep going back
nous devons toujours continuer à aller
to be washed
pour être lavé
of our sins,
de nos péchés,
our defilements,
de notre souillé,
all those things that accumulate inside of our lives.
Accumulent dans nos vies.
You've got to go back to where you started.
Vous devez rentrer là où vous avez
back
commencé.
To your first love.
Dans votre premier amour.
Back to Calvary.
Rentrer au calvaire.
Back to the blood.
Rentrer au
that
sang.
That set you free.
Et qui vous a rendu libre.
And you started a new
et
beginning in your life.
Un nouveau commencement dans votre
never
vie.
Move too far away from there.
Pas se déplacer très loin.
Always keep yourself in range of the cross,
toujours
friends.
Te garder toujours dans, à côté
never
de
get
la
croix. Yourself too far.
Ne faut pas aller loin de la
in
croix.
Anything else.
Dans n'importe quelle chose.
Because that is where the real, real
trouve,
power is in.
Puissance
is in the simplicity of the gospel.
C'est dans la simplicité de l'évangile.
Let's not lose that. So God gave them a new beginning. Now this Passover, obviously, was perfectly fulfilled in Christ. Perfectly. You know, it's amazing when you read about it. Just how each of these feasts, as we'll see, was fulfilled to the day in Christ and in the great plan of Christ in this age that we're living in. Let's look at one of the things here. Exodus 12, verse 3. Look what the Lord said. Speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And then it continues on. So the lamb was to be slain on the 14th of Nisan, the 14th of the month.
L'agneau devrait mourir le 14.
But each of the houses was to take a lamb on the 10th day.
Et chaque maison devrait prendre l'agneau le 10e jour.
And if you go and read,
et si vous allez lire,
because there had to be that period of time,
et c'est parce que ça devrait être cette période,
for the lamb to be examined thoroughly,
pour que l'agneau soit examiné complètement,
to make sure there was no blemish in this lamb.
Pour être que la, y a
there
pas
was no spot
y a pas
in this lamb.
Dans cet agneau-ci.
In verse 5, it says, your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill it in the evening. So it was killed in the evening of the 14th. That's the Passover. But the lamb had to come and be taken and examined from the 10th day. Now on the 10th day of
Nisan
is when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. And he went straight to the temple. And from the 10th of Nisan to the 14th when he was crucified, he was examined in every way possible. He was examined.
Il a été examiné.
He was examined by the priests.
Il a été examiné par les prêtres.
And the elders.
Et par les anciens.
And they tried to catch him with questions.
Et on essaye de lui attraper avec des
they
questions.
Examined him.
On lui a examiné.
But they found no blemish.
Amen.
There was no blemish in him.
Il n'avait pas de défaut à lui.
Pilate examined him.
Pilate lui a examiné.
And what did Pilate say?
Et qu'est-ce que Pilate a dit?
He says, bring me a dish of water.
Il dit, amène-moi un bassin d'eau.
He took water
il a pris les
and washed his hands before the multitude,
lavé ses mains devant la multitude,
saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person.
Innocent de cette personne juste.
And even before that,
et avant cela,
when he was sat down on the judgment
et
seat,
quand il était assis sur le
his wife sent unto him,
le trône du jugement,
saying, have nothing to do with this just man.
Rien à faire avec cet homme juste.
For I have suffered many things today in a dream because of
beaucoup
him.
De choses en rêve.
Imagine. And Judas sells him for silver. 30 pieces of silver. But what is Judas's conclusion? Having walked with him for 3.5 years, seen him night and day, in trial and temptation, in poverty, difficult times, persecution, temptation. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that Jesus was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. Friends, you go and have a look. And the prophet preaches it so well. Even at the cross, when it went dark, and there was the Roman centurion there, surely this was the Son of God. He was examined this
man
in every possible way. They came and brought a coin and said to him, shall we pay tax to Caesar?
Est-ce qu'on devrait payer les taxes à Caesar?
Can you catch him?
Et pour l'attraper,
give to Caesar that which belongs to
Caesar. Il a dit donner à César ce qui appartient
à Dieu. To God that which belongs to
him. À Dieu ce qui appartient à Dieu.
Friends, he was without spot.
Il était sans tache.
Without blemish.
Ni ride.
That's what it says in the Bible.
C'est ce que cela indique dans la Bible.
The blood of this just one.
C'est le sang de ce juste.
So from the 10th up to the 14th.
Du 10e jour jusqu'au 14e jour.
He had to be examined.
Il devait être examiné.
And he was publicly examined.
Et il a été examiné publiquement.
He had been out in Bethany, he had been in Galilee.
Il était en Galilée.
But now he sets his face towards Jerusalem.
Maintenant, il a mis sa face vers
Jérusalem. Into the temple.
Et au temple.
Because it's got to fulfill
c'est parce que doit, il devrait
accomplir what was written of him.
Ce qui a été accompli de lui.
And then they take him.
Et on lui a pris.
We know they bind him.
Ils ont pris, là,
in Gethsemane.
À Gethsemane.
And they led him.
Et on lui a conduit.
And the prophet says they had to bind him and lead him.
Et il devrait lui conduire.
Because he was a lamb.
C'est parce que c'était
and the lambs had to be bound.
Et l'agneau devrait être lié.
And then they took him.
Et si vous le prenez,
and the things which they put him through, we know that.
Qu'on lui a mis à travers cela.
And finally they crucified him.
Et finalement, on lui a crucifié.
And friends, it's an amazing thing in verse 6.
C'est une chose étonnante dans verset
6. It says, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month.
Et vous allez garder jusqu'au 14e jour de ce même mois-là.
And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
Et l'assemblée toute entière d'Israël va le tuer le soir.
When it says they'll kill it in the evening,
et quand ils ont dit tuer le soir,
that actually means you killed it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Et c'est 3 heures.
The Passover sacrifice, the lamb had to be killed at 3 in the afternoon.
On devrait tuer cela à 15 heures l'après-midi.
And you'll find it in Matthew 27.
Et vous allez trouver dans Matthieu
27. It was about the ninth hour, which is 3 in the afternoon.
Et qui était 3 dans l'après-midi.
And Jesus said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
Et Jésus a dit, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
And then he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost.
Il a donné son, ça,
you think
son
of it. Exactly the time at the beginning of the week.
C'était exactement au commencement de la semaine.
When all around
et quand toutes
the farms and all the,
et quand toutes the, choses,
the men that had sheep,
et les gens qui
they were bringing the sheep into Jerusalem,
ils vont amener les brebis à Jérusalem
so that people could take the sheep into their house.
Afin que les gens puissent
amener Jesus les comes into Jerusalem at the same time.
Jésus est venu à Jérusalem en ce moment.
And exactly the hour
et c'est exactement l'heure
when those lambs are being slain,
et quand cet agneau a été immolé,
the Passover lamb,
et l'agneau
3 pascal, o'clock in the afternoon,
c'est un 3
is exactly the time that the lamb dies.
C'était exactement que l'agneau ont
it is so precise.
Et c'est tellement précis.
God's prophetic wheels.
Et que le roue prophétique
they may move slow.
Qui peut de se déplacer
but they were absolutely precise.
C'était absolument précis.
Exactly the way
exactement
that it should
la
be.
Façon dont cela devait
there's
se
the faire. Passover.
Et voici la Pâque.
There's the fulfillment of the Passover.
Voici l'accomplissement de la Pâque.
There's the blood.
Et voici le
there's the cross.
Et voici la croix.
There's the lamb without blemish.
Et voici l'agneau sans tache.
Without spot.
Ni rien de semblable.
And then he dies on the cross.
Et il est mort à la croix.
And they come.
Et ils sont venus.
And there's the thieves on both sides.
Et il y avait les voleurs de
and the soldiers côtés. Break the legs.
Et les soldats, ils ont tué là-bas.
Of the two thieves.
Et les tout, les
but they come to Jesus.
Mais ils sont venus à Jésus.
He's already passed away.
Et il est déjà mort.
And it says in the book of John.
Et cela est dit dans les livres
it says
Jean,
that the scripture may be fulfilled.
Et afin que l'écriture soit accomplie.
Not a bone of him shall be broken.
Et il n'y a aucun de ces de ces os qui devraient être brisés.
And you'll find that in verse 46 of the chapter we read.
Dans le verset 46.
You shall not break a bone of the lamb.
Amen. Vous n'allez pas briser.
Friends, in every way possible.
Partout possible.
It shows when Jehovah.
Cela montre
was revealing this feast to
et
Moses.
Quand il était en train de révéler ce
he wasn't really thinking of lambs.
Il n'était pas en train de passer de l'agneau.
He was looking at the lamb.
Il était en train de regarder à cet agneau-là.
It wasn't really one lamb.
Pas seulement
the multitude of lambs in Israel.
Il y avait la multitude des agneaux en
but Jehovah's heart was set on redemption
a été placé dans la
through the lamb himself.
À travers l'agneau lui-même.
And Jesus came and fulfilled
et Jésus est venu, il a accompli
every requirement of that feast.
Chaque exigence de
perfectly. No, that's why it says in Colossians.
Et c'est pourquoi je dis dans Colossiens,
I think it's in Colossians chapter 2, if I have the verse here.
Colossiens chapitre 3,
it says, let no man therefore judge you
et que personne ne puisse vous juger,
in meat or in drink
et dans le boisson ou dans manger,
or in respect of a holy day
ou n'importe quel jour saint,
or of new moons.
Ou de nouvelles fêtes,
the Passover was a new moon.
La Pâque était
or
la
on the
fête,
Sabbath days
ou dans les jours du sabbat,
which are a shadow of things to come.
Et qui étant les ombres des choses à venir.
But the substance,
mais la substance,
the body,
le corps,
is Christ.
C'est Christ.
And we'll see it in these feasts.
Nous allons voir dans
everyone
ces
is the fulfillment
chacun de ces
of God's purpose in Christ.
De Dieu qui était parfaitement
every
Christ.
One of these
toutes et chacune
is God's appointed season.
C'est la saison
special redemptive season.
Spécialement de la rédemption.
When God
quand Dieu
comes
venu,
to fellowship with his people
pour communier avec son
prophetic times
d'une façon prophétique,
for God's great purpose. purpose in Christ
le grand but de Dieu en Christ
to be fulfilled in different seasons.
Accompli dans des saisons différentes.
God has his appointed seasons.
Dieu a une saison bien déterminée.
He knows when the feast begins.
Il connaît comment la fête
and he determines when it shall end.
Et il est déterminé comment
and it's the same with us in our lives.
C'est la même chose avec
there was an appointed season when he drew near to you.
Là où il vous approche à vous.
It was an appointed time.
C'est un temps
that day you accepted Christ.
Ce jour-là, vous avez accepté Christ.
That had been determined.
Et cela a été déterminé.
Decreed well before you got here.
Cela a été promulgué bien que vous arriviez.
It was an appointed feast.
Une fête bien
appointed season.
C'était une saison
when
bien
God déterminé. Would come down.
Là où Dieu devrait descendre.
With a special purpose of redemption.
Avec un but spécial pour la
to fellowship with these people.
Pour communier avec son peuple.
And friends, we're here again this
et
evening.
Nous sommes ici
this is an appointed
fois.
Feast.
As
often as you do this, we do remember his death until he comes. And tomorrow we'll be meeting in his house for an appointed feast. Forsake not the assembling of one another. This is an appointment that God has set us to gather in his house as his people. And he's promised when two or three are gathered, I'll be there with them in the midst. God wants to have redemptive fellowship with his people, to move people along in his redemptive program. But he has his appointed times, his appointed places. He said to Israel, he said to Moses three times a year, let all of the men and the women that can gather in Jerusalem for the prescribed feast. And he that doesn't gather will be cut off from his people. These were appointed feasts. God wanted to fellowship with his people. And he had something in his heart and his soul that he wanted to express in these feasts. Redemptive mysteries to show what his purpose was. And I believe it's exactly the same as with us. And that is why the Passover, friends, we can't go any further without that. And that's how we're going to come to the Passover table of Christ, our great Passover. What was the second feast? We saw there the feast of unleavened bread. Unleavened bread. That's the second feast. On the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord.
De pain sans levain.
7 days you'll eat unleavened bread.
7 jours vous allez manger cela le pain sans levain.
Now there's a multiple fulfillment of types
il y a
there.
Une multiplication de types
plus
là-bas.
That also types the 7 church ages.
Amen. Cela aussi typifie
but
le 7 âges de
l'Église. As in the tabernacle.
Et comme dans le
tabernacle. The primary fulfillment is always in Christ.
Première c'est Christ.
The
amen.
Secondary fulfillment is
amen.
In us.
Amen. La deuxième accomplishment.
Because the prophet says you read any scripture don't see Christ in there.
Amen.
Go and read it again.
Vous ne voyez pas Christ là-bas,
and Jesus,
vous le relire encore une fois.
He proves to us
Jésus, là, nous a prouvé
that he fulfills the unleavened bread.
Lui, il a accompli le pain sans
because
levain.
He took the unleavened bread
parce qu'il a pris le pain sans levain,
and he broke it.
Et il a brisé
and
cela,
he says, take it.
Et il a dit, prenez
this is my body
sans mon corps,
that is broken for you.
Qui a été brisé pour vous.
Eat it.
Et mangez-le.
All of you.
Et tout d'entre vous.
He is the unleavened bread.
Il est le pain sans levain.
When we get to Pentecost,
et quand nous arrivons au Pentecôte,
there were two loaves
il y avait deux morceaux
that had to be offered on the day of Pentecost.
Qu'on devait donner au jour de Pentecôte.
And it was leavened bread.
Et c'est dans le pain qu'il y avait
that speaks of us.
Et cela parle de nous.
We are leavened bread.
Nous sommes le pain avec levain.
Leaven speaks of sin.
Levain parle du péché.
The corruptible influence.
L'influence est corruptible.
We are dwelling in leavened bread.
Dans le pain avec
that's
le
how the body gets sick and the body gets old. And you'll lay this body in the grave one day.
Et vous allez trouver votre corps dans
if the Lord would tarry.
Si le Seigneur va et retarder.
But Christ,
mais Christ,
he had no leaven in him.
Il n'avait pas de levain à lui.
He is unleavened.
Il était sans
he was without sin.
Il était sans péché.
Without blemish.
Il était sans
there was no corruptible influence
il
inside
pas
of him.
Des influences corruptibles à lui-même.
He was born in Bethlehem,
il était né à Bethlehem.
The house of God's bread.
À la maison du Père du Seigneur.
And he said, I am the bread that comes down from heaven.
Le pain qui vient du ciel.
But then he showed us
et il nous a montré
what was going to happen to that bread.
Qu'est-ce qui va se passer en ces pains-là.
The bread had to be broken.
Le pain doit être brisé.
And I put a picture on there.
Et j'ai mis une photo là-bas.
That is from the Passover.
Et ça, c'est de la Pâque.
That is how they do the unleavened bread.
Comme ça qu'ils faisaient leur pain.
They bake it on a pan.
Ils vont le
which has stripes.
Dans un panier, mettre cela.
Because it has to be striped.
C'est parce que cela devrait être cuit.
And then they prick it with a fork.
Et ils vont mettre avec la fourchette.
Because the unleavened bread had to be pierced.
Et c'est parce qu'on devrait percer
and
le
friends,
pain.
That speaks of Christ.
Amen.
By his stripes we are healed. And he was pierced for our transgressions.
Lui a percé pour notre
he was wounded for our transgressions.
Il a été immolé pour notre
he was pierced with the crown of thorns,
avec la couronne de
pierced in both hands,
il a été percé dans toutes
pierced
les
in his side
il a été percé
by a Roman sword,
et par le paix romain,
pierced in his two feet,
il a été percé par ses deux pieds,
pierced in his heart.
Il a
he
été
died
percé
of a broken heart.
Dans ce corps, il est mort, un corps, un cœur brisé.
And he was striped.
Et on l'a frappé.
He was scourged.
On l'a frappé.
And that is why when they take that Passover bread.
And they break it.
That's the way that it had to be made.
C'est pourquoi on devrait
it had to be striped and it had to be pierced.
On devrait le presser.
Speaking clearly.
Ça parle clairement.
Of who the main fulfillment
et
of that feast
ils
is.
Ont fait l'accomplissement de cela.
It's Christ.
C'est Christ.
Our great unleavened bread.
Notre grand pain salvé.
God himself coming down.
Dieu lui-même en train de descendre.
In his body.
Dans son corps.
The body of the Lord.
Le corps du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
To die for us.
Pour mourir et pour nous.
Now, like I say, we'll get on to the other fulfillments of
it. Because
we have to keep the feast of unleavened bread as well.
Le fait de le pain s'enlever.
But unleavened bread, primarily,
premièrement,
was fulfilled in Christ.
Et cela a été accompli après.
Because it was the day after
ça, c'était le jour
the Passover.
Après la Pâque.
And they took his body.
Et ils ont pris son
and they laid him in the tomb.
Et on l'a mis dans la tombe.
And David had said,
et David
he will not
David
allow his Holy One to see corruption.
Permettre que son saint puisse voir la corruption.
And he had to raise
et il devrait être
before any corruption set in.
Avant que la corruption puisse
and he rose
et il est
on the resurrection morning,
dans le matin de la résurrection,
showing that he is our unleavened bread.
Vraiment, il est notre pain sans levain.
Friends, it's a real fulfillment in
c'est
Christ.
Le vrai accomplissement à Christ.
But you can see those early feasts.
Et vous pouvez voir ces fêtes bien commencer.
We're speaking of the price of our redemption.
Ça parle le prix de notre rédemption.
The foundation,
la foundation
of our acceptance with
de notre notre acceptance.
In a similar way, the first fruits.
D'une façon similaire, le premier fruit.
The first fruits.
Le premier fruit.
Let's look in Leviticus 23:10. We'll finish with this one.
Levitique 23.
Because this will help us just to get to the point before we take communion.
Ça va nous aider d'entrer dans le point avant.
Leviticus 23, verse 10.
Levitique 23, verset 10.
The Lord spoke to Moses and said in verse 10,
Moïse, verset 10.
Speak unto the children of Israel. And say to them, when you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. Can you see there's two things here?
Vous voyez des choses ici.
There's a sheaf
la gerbe,
and there's you.
Et il y a vous ici.
And something has to be waved and accepted for you before anything else can take place.
Avant que toute chose autre puisse prendre place.
And he goes and says it there.
Et il va dire là-bas.
It says, to be accepted for you, verse 11, on the morrow after the Sabbath.
Être accepté le matin après le
so Sabbath. The Passover was the Friday.
La Pâque était vendredi.
They started unleavened bread.
Ils ont commencé le pain sans levain.
Through the Saturday, the Sabbath.
À travers le sabbat, le samedi.
And then the Sunday,
dimanche,
the morrow after the Sabbath,
le matin,
you had to wave the first fruits.
Je devrais agiter la première gerbe.
And we know Christ rose.
Amen. Christ est ressuscité.
On Sunday morning,
dimanche le matin.
That's the Lord's day.
Ça, c'est le jour du Seigneur.
And then it goes on to speak about the different things that you have to do.
Parler dans les choses
now the first fruits, if you go and read it,
le premier fruit, si vous allez les lire,
it was the end of the barley harvest.
C'était la fin de la moisson de
barley.
The
barley was starting to get mature in the fields.
L'orange commençait à se mature, à se
but
amérir
no one was allowed
il y avait personne qui
to harvest that barley.
De pouvoir faire la moisson
neither to grind that barley and make barley loaves.
Et sans le faire, cette moisson,
or whatever. until this had been fulfilled first.
Et à moins que ceci soit accompli d'abord.
God wasn't going to accept anything else.
Dieu ne devait pas accepter quelque chose.
People couldn't accept anything from
les
those fields
ne pouvaient pas accepter quelque chose
until first something had been accepted before the Lord.
Afin que quelque chose soit accepté.
The first fruits of that harvest.
Le premier fruit de cette maison.
And so the first fruit speaks.
Le premier fruit parle
of the promise of the future.
De la promesse de futur.
That if this one is accepted,
et que si celui-ci est accepté,
if you brought that sheaf
et si vous prenez cette
from the field
du champ,
and you waved it before the Lord
et vous agitez devant le Seigneur,
and the Lord accepted that sheaf,
et le Seigneur accepte cela,
the rest of the field could rejoice.
Le reste des champs doit se réjouir.
And saying that one's been accepted for us.
Que ceci a été accepté.
We're going to be harvested soon in like manner.
Nous serons maçonnés rapidement.
That's what first fruit speaks
c'est
about.
Parle
it's speaking of Christ and the resurrection.
Ça parle à propos de Christ et la résurrection.
Our hope of a resurrection
notre espoir
is
de la
not based on anything
cela n'est pas basé sur
except for that Christ rose from the dead.
Christ,
that's our hope.
Ça, c'est notre espoir.
That's the believer's hope.
Et ça, c'est l'espoir de
because
nous.
He lives, we will say.
Parce qu'il vit,
I can face tomorrow.
Nous allons faire face à
though this body goes in the tomb,
it
doesn't matter.
On va aller dans la tombe.
There's a first fruits.
Nous savons qu'il y a la
he was placed in the tomb. And he came up the day after the Sabbath. He was accepted before the Lord for me. And if I'm part of his field, I'm going to come up in due season as well. Just as much as he rose, we shall rise as well. And that's what first fruit speaks about. If the first fruits were accepted, you could rest confidently that that entire field represented by the sheep, you were going to follow in due season. You were going to be reaped and harvested as well. Now let me show you once again as we close how perfect these types are. How perfect these feasts are. I'll tell you, I've read it to you once before. How they chose that sheaf. They just had to go into all the fields and take one sheaf, one bundle, there's a sheaf. They just had to go to the barley,
dans les champs de rose,
find one sheaf that was ripe,
cela et ce qui était déjà mûr,
and look at the process which they had to do
le processus qu'ils devaient faire,
to select
pour faire le choix,
and to process and prepare the sheaf
pour faire la procédure de cela,
so that it would be acceptable before
et que cela soit accepté devant le Seigneur.
I'm reading this from a,
je suis en train de lire ceci,
from a Jewish explanation
de l'explication des Juifs,
and it's Christians.
Et c'est chrétien.
On the same day
le même jour,
that Caiaphas and his associates,
et que Caïphe et ses associés
tried the master, Jesus.
Ils ont essayé le maître Jésus.
The evening before the Passover,
le soir avant la
Jesus was taken from Gethsemane.
Jésus a été pris de la Gethsemane.
And he was taken and tried before Caiaphas.
Et on lui a éprouvé devant Caïphe.
At exactly the same time,
et la même chose exactement,
the Sanhedrin sent out a delegation.
Le conseil des Sadducéens,
they crossed the Kidron River.
Ils ont traversé la rivière
went Kidron, just outside of Jerusalem,
qui était juste à côté de Jérusalem,
to a field not far from
dans
Jerusalem.
Un champ qui n'était pas loin de Jérusalem.
And they found a sheaf.
Et ils ont trouvé une gerbe.
Now Jesus breaks bread,
Jésus a brisé
has the last supper,
et dans la dernière
sings
soupée,
a hymn,
et il la vit,
crosses the Kidron
il
River,
a traversé la rivière de
and
Kidron,
goes into Gethsemane.
Et il est allé à Gethsemane.
And there comes a delegation from the Sanhedrin
délégation qui vient, il est venu
to Gethsemane,
Gethsemane,
and they come and bind him in Gethsemane.
Ils ont pris, ils ont lui a lié.
And exactly the same time,
exactement
there's a delegation going across the Kidron to a field near Jerusalem, choosing the best sheaf they can find, and they bind it. Exactly the same time. That's exactly what happens. Because you can't break types. When God was speaking of those first fruits, he was speaking of the great first fruits that's to come. And on the same day, that the Romans bound and crucified the master. Those same people, the apostles of the Sanhedrin, bound that standing barley into bundles so that it would be easier to reap.
Et que ça sera facile
so they had to first be bound.
Pour être facile de pouvoir moissonner.
And it says in Gethsemane, John 18,
Jean, chapitre 8,
then the band and the captain of the officers of the Jews
ils ont lié les capitaines
took Jesus and bound him.
Jésus et on lié.
Why did they bind him?
Pourquoi on lui a lié?
He wasn't a violent man.
Il n'était pas un homme violent.
You see, even the unbelievers, friends,
vous voyez même les incrédules,
are going to fulfill type.
They have to.
Everything works together
to
fulfill God's great purpose.
When
they came and they bound Jesus, where did they get the inspiration? Yes, he was a lamb that had to be bound. I don't know if it's on that picture. Can you see how the lamb had to be bound? Its legs. And they came and they bound Jesus. And also in the first fruit, you had to bind the sheep. That selected one that it was mature before the rest. Now, after the Sabbath was over, they returned to the barley field and they reaped it. And they collected it in three baskets. And they carried the baskets of grain to Jerusalem. And they delivered the baskets to the priests in the temple. And Jesus is taken from
Gethsemane.
John 18, verse 13. They led him away to Annas first, which was the high priest that same year, to deliver the first sheaf to the priesthood. They never took him first to Pilate. They never took him anywhere else. He had to be given to the priest, the first sheaf. Because now the priesthood was going to have to prepare the sheaf to be waved before the Lord. The Torah, the law, prohibited using or eating any grain or produce from that New Year's crop until that first sheaf of grain to ripen was harvested and brought to the temple. The people of Israel could not enjoy the produce of their land.
Listen.
Until God had received his due.
Now
that's tithes, yes. But I'm speaking of a greater than tithes. Until this sheaf was brought, prepared, offered on the altar before the Lord, waved before the Lord, and then burnt on the altar. No one could do anything. Because Jehovah had to receive his due first.
And
what does it tell us in Revelation 6? There was Jehovah, the eternal spirit, with the book in his hand, the book of redemption. But none of us could enter into anything, could expect the great harvest until Jehovah received his due. And he said, who is worthy to take the book? Because there was a price that had to be paid. Jehovah's due was that sin had to be judged. Is that the price of redemption? Redemption had to be paid.
De la rédemption devrait être payé.
And John, he wept.
Et Jean, il a pleuré.
He says, none of us can pay this price.
Il y a personne d'entre nous qui puisse payer
ce. And then the elders said, don't weep, John.
Et ils ont dit, Jean ne pleure pas.
The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed.
La tribu de Judas a accompli.
And John turns around expecting to see a lion.
Jean a tourné cela et il a vu un lion.
And there's a bloody lamb.
Et il y avait un agneau sanglant.
There's the first fruits.
Il y avait un agneau.
There's the Passover lamb.
Il y avait l'agneau pascal.
But it's a bloody lamb.
Mais il y a un agneau sanglant.
Now look what happens now.
Il faut regarder.
When they give the sheaf to the priests,
ils ont donné maintenant la gerbe,
listen what they have to do with it.
Écoutez ce qu'ils devraient faire avec cela.
The very night,
la vraie nuit,
this is the night before the Passover,
c'était la nuit avant la Pâque.
The priests in the temple,
le prêtre au temple,
threshed,
ils ont frappé cela,
and roasted,
et ils ont taillé cela,
and ground the barley,
et ils ont bâti le bleu
into flour.
Jusqu'au flair.
All night farine, they prepared it.
Et toute la nuit, ils ont préparé.
Friends, this sheaf
to
become
gerbe,
acceptable before the Lord.
Que cela soit être accepté
so that Jehovah could receive his due.
Afin que le Jehovah puisse recevoir,
so that the rest of the harvest could come in.
Et que le reste de la moisson.
It had to be threshed, first of all.
Ça doit être taillé premièrement.
It had to be bruised.
Ça devrait être brisé premièrement.
Then it had to be roasted by fire.
Et cela devrait être doit être préparé par
and then it had to be ground.
Et à la fin, on devrait rendre
cela. And then they took a portion.
Et ils vont prendre une portion.
And it was burnt on the altar.
Et on va brûler cela à l'autel.
The altar of sacrifice.
De sacrifice.
Where there was the divine fire.
Là où il y avait le feu divin.
Speaking of the divine judgment, the wrath of God.
Du jugement divin.
And this omer had to go through so much, this sheaf,
cette gerbe devrait aller dans beaucoup de choses,
before the rest of the field
avant que le reste du champ
was called kosher.
Puisse être
acceptable. It was acceptable before the
et
Lord.
Que cela soit acceptable devant le
friends,
amis,
that's what the first fruit says to
et c'est que le premier fruit.
Now we can take it in type as well. We've looked at it before. You are first fruits.
Vous êtes le premier fruit.
We are all first fruits, the Bible says. We have to go through things so that others can follow after us. The prophet was the first fruits in this age. He had to go through things. He had to be threshed and he had to be judged, bruised, to get all of the branham out of him, he said, so that an entire harvest could come in. So there's always the secondary fulfillment.
Amen. Amen. Il y a toujours l'accomplissement.
But the primary fulfillment is always in Jesus.
Le premier accomplissement, c'est toujours
because you've got to see Jesus in every verse. Otherwise, you miss the point.
Autrement, vous allez manquer le
and in order for us to be accepted,
et pour nous être acceptés,
the first thing,
la première chose,
they had to thresh it.
On devrait d'abord frapper cela.
Now we'll take this thought as we
on va prendre cette pensée pendant que nous terminons.
What is it to thresh something?
Et qu'est-ce qui est à propos de pouvoir tailler, moudre quelque chose?
To thresh
pour
is to moudre. Beat with a flail.
Et c'est de pouvoir wood. Battre cela avec le bois.
Something you beating the body.
Frapper cela avec
to
le
loosen the grain from the shuck and from the stalk.
Faire séparer la balle et la graine.
It's not easy.
Et c'est pas facile.
Now it says.
Il a dit,
in Matthew 27,
dans Matthieu chapitre 25,
when Pilate released
Pilate,
Barabbas,
il a relâché Barabbas.
It says, when he had scourged Jesus,
et quand il a jeté Jésus,
he delivered him to be crucified.
Et on lui a délivré à être crucifié.
So the first thing with Jesus,
la première des choses avec
he had
Jésus,
to be scourged,
on
whipped.
Devait d'abord lui frapper.
He had to be threshed, the
il
first
d'abord être frappé premièrement.
Now, friends, let me just remind you this
je vais vous assouvenir quelque chose.
As we're remembering his death,
que nous sommes en train de s'assouvenir,
as we're thinking of the unleavened bread,
et nous passons du pain sans
as we're remembering our great Passover,
et que nous sommes en train de s'assouvenir de
that was sacrificed for us,
Pâques, qui a été sacrifié,
as we're remembering our great first
et
sheaf,
en train de s'assouvenir de notre grande
just remember what he had to go through
vous devez vous assouvenir de
so that Jehovah's Jews could be met
afin que l'obligation de Jéhovah
and so that we could be kosher in the eyes of the Lord to be accepted in the great harvest, the resurrection in the end.
Dans la grande moisson, la résurrection à la fin.
This is from Mayo Brothers.
Ça, c'est un, le frère de Mayo.
Mayo Brothers, famous hospital.
Ce sont les,
they were speaking of the death of Christ.
Ils étaient en train de parler de la mort de Christ.
And they spoke about scourging,
ils ont parlé beaucoup
whipping.
De moudre, de pouvoir
what, was
frapper.
In, what was involved in
qu'est-ce
this?
Que cela a été impliqué à cela?
Flogging, whipping, scourging.
Ils étaient en train de frapper, dire.
Was a legal preliminary to every Roman execution. You couldn't be crucified unless you were first lashed. And that's why Pilate, when he saw the people that want Barabbas, what shall I do with Jesus called Christ? Give us
Barabbas.
Why? He's a just man. Let his blood be on us and our children.
Friends,
we see in Daniel 70 weeks they should never have said
that. Dans Daniel,
when he saw this man has to be crucified,
cela, et quand ils ont vu que cet homme
he first had to be whipped,
et premièrement,
had
il
to be threshed because he was the first fruit.
De, parce qu'il était le premier fruit.
Only women and Roman senators were exempt
les femmes qui étaient
if they were to be crucified, to be executed. They weren't lashed.
Et ce n'était pas les femmes, on ne devait pas frapper les femmes.
The usual instrument
les instruments
was a short whip.
C'est un foin court
called a flagellum,
qu'on appelait flagellum,
with several single or braided leathered thongs,
qui a été fait avec des clous.
So, a whip.
C'est un foin
with several leather thongs
avec plusieurs choses des épines.
Of variable lengths.
Il y avait des tailles différentes.
In which small iron balls.
À quoi il y avait des fer. Il y a avant de têtes de fer.
Or sharp pieces of sheep bones.
Ou des petites pièces qui étaient
were tied at intervals.
A été lié à cela.
And for scourging.
Et pour frapper.
The man was stripped of his clothing.
Et on a frappé l'homme de ses vêtements.
His hands were tied to an
et
upright post.
Étaient liés dans un autre poteau.
And the back.
Et le dos.
And the buttocks.
Le côté
and the legs
le pieu,
were flogged
on était en train de
either by two soldiers,
soit par
each taking a turn to lash from one side,
les côtés de pouvoir frapper,
or by one soldier
par un seul,
alternated from side to side.
Qui devrait frapper de côté à côté.
And the severity of the scourging
la sévérité de cela,
depended on the disposition,
de cette disposition
of those men.
De ces hommes-là.
It was intended to weaken the victim.
Cela était pour faiblir.
To a state just
victim.
Short of collapse or death.
C'est pour lui permettre juste à mourir.
Then you just want to stop.
Et évanoui.
As the Roman soldiers repeatedly struck the victim's back.
Pendant que le soldat romain était en train de frapper
with
le victime.
Full force.
Avec toute force.
The iron balls would cause deep contusions.
Ces fers qui étaient attachés dans le fer devaient causer de plein et beaucoup de
leathers and the sheep bones
et ces épines qui étaient dans la peau de
cut into the skin and the subcutaneous tissues
devraient couper directement à l'intérieur.
Then as the flogging continued
et pendant que le foin continue
the lacerations the tears
les
the wounds
le plein
would tear into the underlying skeleton muscles and produce quivering ribbons of bleeding flesh.
It's not a nice thought, friends.
But sometimes we need to remember his death.
And
he didn't have to do it. But he did. And he had no sin. But Jehovah laid upon him the iniquities of us all.
It says,
as it continued on, pain and blood loss generally set the stage for shock in the circulatory system.
C'est un choc dans le système intérieur.
And the loss of blood
la perte du
normally
sang
determined how long the victim would survive
cela
execution.
Déterminait combien du temps le victime va survivre.
And they finish with what happened with Jesus.
Et ils vont finir ce qui s'est passé à Jésus.
They said at the Praetorium, the Roman soldiers.
Dit dans, avec le soldat romain.
Jesus was severely whipped.
Jésus a sévèrement pleuré.
And they take the word from 1 Peter chapter 2.
Et ils ont pris la parole, le mot
says, by whose stripes you were healed.
Et dit, par ses meurtres, si
and they show that word means a severe whipping.
Et cela veut dire que le foin sévère.
And it continues on that.
Et ils ont continué à cela.
And then it says,
et cela a dit,
first,
premièrement,
they beat him.
On lui a
they
frappé,
whipped him.
On lui a frappé.
Then they beat him with a wooden staff.
Et on l'a frappé avec le bois.
Then they spat on him.
Et ils l'ont craché sur lui.
And they struck him on the head.
Et on l'a tapé sur la tête.
Then they tore the robe.
Et ils ont déchiré
the scarlet robe from his back.
La robe de couleur de son dos.
And that probably reopened the wounds from the scourging.
Cela peut-être probablement a ouvert encore une fois le trou de plein.
And then the final point.
Et le point
they
final.
Say after Gethsemane.
Après la Gethsemane.
When he went through
quand il a traversé,
the blood and the sweat,
le sang qui était mélangé avec le sueur,
it's called hematidrosis.
And
the blood vessels burst and mixed with the sweat.
Et quand cela se mélange, le sang avec l'eau,
because of extreme anguish,
à cause des douleurs
and horror that someone's going through,
à cause de l'horrible que quelqu'un
that traversé. Would have rendered Jesus' skin particularly tender.
Ça devrait rendre la peau de Jésus tendre.
And that physical and mental abuse that he
et
went
cet
through.
Abuse mental et physique qu'il a traversé.
The Jews, the Romans, and Gethsemane.
Et le Romain à Gethsemane.
As well as a lack of food and water and sleep.
Manque des eaux et de ces choses-là.
Contributed to his weakened
cela
state.
Cela contribuait à sa faiblesse.
Therefore, even before the actual
même
crucifixion.
Avant que la crucifixion actuelle.
Jesus' fully physical condition.
Jésus, les conditions physiques.
Was at least serious and possibly critical.
C'était sérieux et critique.
That's before he got to
Calvary.
So you had to thresh
d'abord frapper
the first fruits first.
Le premier fruit.
And then you took it when it was
et
threshed.
Vous allez pondre quand cela est
and
frappé.
You had to roast it to dry it.
Et vous allez maintenant le cuire.
And then Jesus has to try to carry his cross. And he's so weakened he can't carry his cross. And Simon has to help him.
Simon devrait lui aider.
And then they take him.
Et on lui a pris.
Because he's the unleavened bread.
Parce qu'il y a le pain sans levain.
He's got the stripes. Now he needs to be pierced.
Il devrait percer cela.
And they pierce him.
Il devrait percer cela.
And they crucify him.
Et ils vont crucifier cela.
And then he's roasted.
Et ils vont briser cela.
Then it goes dark.
Et cela devient sombre.
It's the fire of God's wrath.
Le feu de la colère de Dieu.
And sin has to be paid for.
Le péché doit être payé.
Jehovah has to have his due.
Jéhovah devrait avoir son devoir.
And he dies.
Et il est mort.
Under the divine judgment
sous le jugement divin
of the eternal God.
De Dieu éternel.
Because God's law said
parce que la loi de Dieu dit,
the day you eat thereof,
le jour où vous mangerez,
that day you die.
Ce jour-là vous mourrez.
And without the shedding of blood,
sans l'écoulement du sang,
there's no remission
il y a
of sin.
Le pardon du péché.
So you can see this sheaf, friends,
vous pouvez voir cette gerbe ici,
before it could be accepted before
que
the
cela
Lord.
Soit accepté devant.
It wasn't such an easy thing.
Pas
it was unthinkable what our great first sheaf had to go through to meet the requirement and be accepted before the Lord.
Et être accepté devant Dieu.
And friends, what was the proof
et la preuve
that he was accepted
et qu'il a accepté
was the resurrection morning.
La résurrection le matin.
If he didn't come out at the time of the waving of the first fruits in the temple,
on était en train d'agiter la gerbe au temple.
Because once they threshed and they burnt and they
parce que une fois
ground that sheaf of barley into flour, they went now and they waved it before the Lord at the rising of the sun after the Passover.
Après la Pâque, au lever du soleil,
and exactly at the time that the priests were mixing oil and incense into that flour and then waving it before the Lord. The day after the Sabbath, the Bible says. Exactly at that time, Jesus was coming out the tomb. He'd been waved before the Lord. He'd been accepted as the first sheaf. Death had no hold on him anymore. And now the entire harvest, which is us that are in Christ, that have received of his Spirit, the benefits of his death, we are associated in his Passover death for us. We believe he is our great unleavened bread. And we know that he is our great first fruit. Who was waved before the people. Friends, it gives us a confidence that we're going to rise too. And outside of that, we have no hope. That's why the prophet always points back and says, the Muslims, there's a grave, and there's a white horse, Buddha, there's his tomb. All of these religions, but Christianity points to an open tomb,
amen,
which speaks of the first fruits, the wave offering that had been accepted before the Lord. And unless he was accepted first, the first sheaf, we had no hope of being kosher and being harvested and taken into the same granary that he was taken into.
Être plus la même place qu'il a été pris.
We had absolutely no hope.
On a aucun espoir.
I just want to find one verse to finish with here.
Je vais trouver un seul verset pour finir.
You know, it shows
et cela montre
that until Jesus
que jusqu'à tel point que Jésus
rose from the dead,
ressuscite de la mort,
no one else was accepted.
Il y avait personne qui a été
no accepté. One was accepted.
Il y avait personne qui a été accepté.
Every one of the Old Testament saints, right from Adam, right the way through to the end, went to paradise. They were accepted under the blood of bulls and goats, but they couldn't enter the great granary up there. And it says in Matthew 27 that when Jesus was crucified and he breathed his last, the earth shook, the veil was rent,
voile a été
and the graves were opened.
Et la tombe était ouverte.
And then it says on the resurrection morning when the first fruits was being
waved.
Many of the Old Testament saints, many of those that had been asleep, they woke up.
Ils sont réveillés.
And they were seen with Jesus.
Et ils étaient vus avec
because once the first fruits have been accepted,
une fois que le premier fruit a été accepté,
the rest of the field is kosher in the eyes of Jehovah. Because his dues have been met. You can now bring in the general harvest. And friends, we've had seven cycles, like in the days of Joseph. Seven cycles of Gentile harvest. Seven church ages. And any day now, everyone that is represented in the great first sheaf is going to come up in the resurrection morning,
dans le matin de la résurrection.
And we're going to put on unleavened bread bodies,
le corps qui est sans levain,
like unto his glorified body when he rose,
glorifié, qu'il
not subject to corruption and sin.
Plus assujetti au péché,
and we're going to enter into the holy convocation,
dans la convocation sainte,
because our grace first fruits,
c'est parce que notre grand fruit
was accepted for us,
a été accepté devant
and that's why, friends, these Levitical feasts,
pourquoi ces fêtes lévitiques,
those three have been fulfilled.
Et ces trois ont été accomplis.
In Christ.
En Christ.
Perfectly on time.
Parfaitement à temps.
Perfectly in accordance with what God revealed to his Exodus prophet Moses.
À ce prophète de l'Exode de Moïse.
And if those three
et si ces trois
came just on time,
et c'est
and exactly, then the fourth one,
et le quatrième,
seven Sabbaths after first fruits,
c'était sept sabbats après cela,
Pentecost.
C'était la Pentecôte.
Two barley loaves.
C'est un deux moissons de la.
Leavened bread with sin.
Le péché, le pain.
Speaking of the coming
péché,
of the Jews and the Gentiles as one body on the altar.
Et la venue des Juifs et des nations à l'autel.
They had to be roasted with fire on the day of Pentecost.
Nettoyé avec le feu.
And there went those disciples to the upper room exactly on the day of Pentecost. With all of the leaven of unbelief and sin. And down came the divine fire. And they were roasted with fire. And they became first fruits as well. The first fruits of the wheat harvest. And that led us in, the prophet said, to the great feast of Pentecost, the seven church ages. And that's where we are. And then we get the three feasts at the end.
Nous aurons les trois fêtes à la
fin. We get trumpets,
nous avons les
trompettes, atonement,
l'expiation,
tabernacles.
Et le tabernacle.
And if that has been fulfilled perfectly to the dot, friends, the rest of it's going to be fulfilled as well. And you want to find out where we are,
et nous allons nous trouver là où nous
so we can recognize
afin que de pouvoir
our day,
notre jour,
our message,
et notre
the requirements of our time,
l'exigence de notre
God's great redemptive thoughts for now. Because how can you find your place,
comment vous allez trouver votre place
in the will of God
dans la volonté
if you don't know what God is thinking
si
about today,
pas ce que Dieu est en train de penser
if you don't know what God's heart is set
si
on today,
savez pas ce que Dieu est en train de faire
friends,
aujourd'hui.
But the foundation,
et la foundation
is the Passover.
C'est la Pâque.
That feast of the Passover.
Passover
unleavened bread, first fruits. That's where we base our hope. That's the foundation of our gathering here this evening. And as we come to this table tonight, we're going to take that unleavened bread and we're going to break it. And it's going to remind us of Christ and his body as our Passover lamb, as the great sheaf that was threshed and broken for us. Then we're going to take the wine that speaks of the blood of the new covenant. And we're going to think of the blood of the Passover lamb, Christ. We're going to think what he had to go through. And friends, it should give us a joy in our souls to know that because he lives, we shall live.
Nous vivrons aussi.
Let's stand.
Levons-nous.
Let's sing one song, if you don't mind. Brave, somebody can come. Let's sing that song again. Because he lives,
parce qu'il vit,
I can face tomorrow.
Je peux faire face à demain.
And friends, we've come to remember his death.
Nous sommes venus à souvenir de sa mort.
But if there was no resurrection,
et s'il n'y avait pas de résurrection,
it was just a historical memorial that we have today.
C'est un mémorial historique.
But his death has done something for us. Because we can trace back.
Si on peut retracer,
new beginning.
Le nouveau commencement.
Because because of what he did for
à cause
us.
De ce qu'il a fait.
We can number our days.
On peut compter nos jours.
Back to that great event.
Jusqu'à cette
when Christ, our Passover lamb,
Christ, notre agneau Passover,
revealed himself to us.
Il s'est révélé en
nous. Let's sing that song. Right?
God send his son. He called him Jesus. He came to
identified yourself the way that you should.
La façon attendant, vous devriez
with your great Passover lamb. You haven't. You might have been religious. You might have done this and that. But this evening, you know that he died for you. That he is the lamb. He's Jehovah's lamb. He's Jehovah's provided way. He's a provision of grace for you to deliver you from the bondage of slavery. Just as much as the Passover lamb. In Exodus 12, it brought them final deliverance from their taskmasters that had cruelly kept them in bondage for so long. You'll never do it, my friend, by your willpower. You'll never overcome it by your good works. It's going to take the power of the Passover lamb, the power of the blood, to set you free from the bondage that you're in. And maybe this evening you want to raise your hand and say, I want to identify myself. By faith, I'm taking the blood of Jesus, the Lamb, and I'm applying it to my heart. I'm applying it to the lintel and the doorpost of my heart. And I want the power that is in the blood, the Holy Ghost, to come this evening, to bring the power of redemption into whatever situation that I have, that I might be delivered from the bondage of sin, that I might not be a slave anymore to these taskmasters of Egypt, the cruelty of sin. If that's your desire, why don't you all speak to him a little bit to prepare ourselves before we come to his table. Let's call upon his name. Let's speak to our first fruits. Let's speak to our Passover lamb. Let's speak to him who is God's grace to us. And may God bless you. Let's all pray. Father, each and every one of us, Lord, upon this night, we'd want to look unto thee. We just want to bring up unto thee upon this. Just take our communion scripture, Matthew 26:26. To those that haven't managed to come, like Sister Julia and them, we'll leave some of the bread and the wine. And we'd ask Brother Will if you'd take it, and even Sister Charlotte as well. Maybe you could take it afterwards, like I used to do in the Bible days. Because it's the prophet says there's healing in communion. Matthew 26:26, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. You know, it looks so simple what he did. And he alone knew what it meant at that time. He knew my body is going to be broken. And how it was broken. Verse 27, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Let's pray for the bread and wine. Father, we desire to approach unto thee upon this evening before we partake, Lord, of this bread and this wine. We thank you, Lord, for this bread that shall soon be broken and what it signifies and speaks of. And Father, we can never understand. We can never enter in. Father, but the great transaction has been done. And Father, we rest in that. And we thank you, Lord, that our sins, though they were many, are now all forgiven and are safe under the blood of redemption. And Father, let the same blood, as we thank you for the wine, Father, let the power, the life that was in the blood, Father, let it deliver us from any form of bondage inside of our lives, we pray. As Father, we know there's power in the blood, even as we sing. There's wonder-working power in the blood. And even, Father, we do remember at this time them that aren't with us. How we pray for Sister Julie, strengthen her, bring her back in your household. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you've given. Father, I pray for Sister Charlotte as well. Father, I just would really pray, strengthen her, help her, grant her grace. Father, them that are at work tonight, Brother David, I think of him and his family. I think of the others that are at work, different places. You please have mercy upon them. And Father, may you bring them into your house tomorrow. Father, help us now. Bless us as we wash one another's feet. Give us fellowship one with another. Give us communion with you. Amen. As we go from this place, keep us safe. Give us traveling mercies. Give us rest this night. Bring us into your house, Lord, on the new day, the Lord's day, with an expectation, Father. And may you meet with us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray, play something, bro.
Christ avali di ma died on the cross, died for the sinner. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass. see the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
You might ask yourself the question.
Pouvez-vous demander, répondre.
We're singing the song. When I see the blood, how do you see the blood?
Comment vous verrez le sang?
How do you see the blood of the new covenant?
De la nouvelle alliance?
It's not a physical blood.
Ce n'est pas un sang physique.
On the lintels and the doorpost, it's the blood of the Lamb.
C'est le sang de l'agneau.
And it's seen by the life of the Lamb.
Cela est vu par la vie de l'agneau.
The prophet says, you ask yourself when he preached the token. He preached the token in the morning. Then he preached desperations in the evening. And when he started desperations, he says, I know what you're thinking. He says, you'll ask yourself, how do I know? How do I know that the blood is there? He says, what were you? And what are you now? That's how you know. If there's the life of the Lamb in you, if it's no longer you that lives, if there's something in you that just loves His word, loves His presence, lives for His kingdom, that's how you know that the blood is on display. And it was a public display. The people at your school will know it. You won't have to tell them. Because it's the life of the Lamb. The blood is on display. The people at your work will know it. The people at your college will know it. The people in your neighborhood will know it. It expresses itself. Because it's the life of the Lamb. It's the Holy Ghost in the life of a person. And the prophet says, that's how you'll know. This is not by emotions. They can deceive you. Not by this. This is not. Be careful of those things. We had those things in Pentecost, friends. Be careful. They're nice to have, but they don't mean very much, many of those things. But it's the life. Is there a new beginning? A new creation that came to you maybe in the middle of the year and you started from there and the Lord says, from today this will be the beginning of Mass. And you can look in your life and say, from that time when I met Him, my life has never been the same. And friends, that's how you know. If the life that was in Christ is in you. Not to be religious, but it's something in you. We are but the branches. He is the vine. We just keep drawing from the vine. And it keeps expressing itself in the fruits of the Spirit. It expresses itself. And that's how we know. Let's look in the book of John. Quickly read our foot washing. It's not so many of us here this evening. It wouldn't take too long to wash feet. But let's read from John chapter 13. When Jesus shows us about washing feet. When he went and he washed his disciples' feet. Let's read from verse 12. He's just washed the feet of his disciples. John 13, verse 12.
Jean, chapitre 13.
So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Now, friends, just to answer a question which we bring from the denominations. People say we don't have to wash feet. You say it's spiritual. Well, then we don't have to take communion because it's spiritual. But Jesus had just physically broken bread, physically given them wine to drink, and then he physically washed their feet. So why are two of them natural and the third one going to be spiritual? Doesn't make sense. It's all the same thing. Yes, it does signify something. Washing the feet of the saints means something. Just as much as the bread means something.
Le pain
and the blood means the wine means something.
Le vin signifie quelque
but we still take the physical bread and the literal wine. And immediately after doing that,
après
eating that supper, Jesus got up and physically washed their feet and said, I've left you an example. What I've done, you do it to one another. And that's how the prophet says three ordinances left for the church. Water baptism, communion, foot washing. God is perfected in three. That's the completion of all that you have to do that has physically been left to us. If there's someone who's not sure about how to wash feet, please let one of the elder sisters and brothers help those people. Show them how to do it if it's your first time. And may God bless you as we wash one another's feet.
Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
We have a little bit of a transport problem from Belbriggan, from Rush, that area. Brother and Sister Dube, they don't have a car. So if anybody from that area, I don't know, Brother Will, if you could try to speak to Brother Tony or to Brother Egan and them coming, Brother and them, they were asking if somebody could help them tomorrow with a lift, if possible, because they don't have transport and also some other circumstances as well. So let's keep them in prayer. And anybody else that's not yet, remember them in prayer. Amen. Friends, for someone to miss communion who could be at communion, who knows what it means, it's a sign of sin. It's a sign of spiritual disease in the soul. Because Jesus says, do this as often as you can in remembrance of me. And when we gather in his name for communion, it's really the acid test. Because if you partake of it unworthily, it's judgment. If you don't partake of communion, you're testifying, I have no part in his death. Amen. You know, so it really, really is the acid test. And that's why communion service is very good, like we do have it once a month. It makes sure that everybody puts their sins under the blood, differences behind them, keep everything clear with the Lord, keep short accounts with the Lord. Amen. Keep yourself close. And Paul says, and more so as you see the day approaching. Because the days are evil, friends. And the Bible says, redeem the time. We've redeemed the time tonight. When people sit and read the newspaper, that's not redeeming time. That's wasting time most of the time. But when you do something for the Lord, you've redeemed that time. There's a record and an account of that time somewhere. It says in Malachi, those that spoke often one to another, the Lord heard. And the Lord recorded in his book, and he says, they shall be my jewels in that day. Friends, nothing that you do for the Lord, nothing that you do for in his service will be forgotten. Even a glass of water in the name of a disciple, Jesus said, shall not lose its reward. So how much more gathering in his name to worship him and to remember his death. Friends, that's time well spent. And another way of spending time well, I'm so glad some of the brothers have been coming for prayer once again. The all-night prayers and so forth. I know Brother George has been doing that. Brother Will, I think, will be doing that again. That's one way that you can spend time. The prophet says God doesn't allot time to a person in prayer. Prayer is when you enter into eternity. There's something about praying. You can read too much. You can sing too much, but you can never pray too much. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So I'd really encourage you. Meet up with these brothers that are coming, these sisters that are coming for prayer to church at certain times. Not to preach the word, not to do those kind of things, but just to get into prayer and team yourself up with them. And that's where revival starts inside of your life. It's when you get back to the prayer life. You get back to the altar of prayer. And may the Lord bless everyone. Let's bow our heads. If anybody has a need this evening, you want to raise your hand to the Lord, let's agree together. And may the Lord answer every need. Father, once again, as a needy people, we bring our petitions up unto thee. We raise our hands, and Father, you see what is in our hearts. Father, we hear of testimonies, even Lord, just in these last few weeks, of wondrous things that you've done for your people. Father, how each and every one of us would be raising our hand upon this evening, saying, pass me not, O gentle Savior. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Father, how we need thee. As the song says, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Amen. And Father, help us to continually recognize and acknowledge our need of you. Father, we need you in the decisions that we make. We need you, Father, in the things that we do. Outside of you, it's in vain. Outside of you, Father, nothing will come of it that'll be of any benefit or any worth. But with you, Lord, no matter how simple it would seem, Father, you are in a slingshot of David. And Father, what a great victory. Such a simple thing did because you were in the situation. And Father, how long it should be in every situation with us. Them that haven't been here tonight, even as Brother Will would speak to them or go to them, Father, I pray that you would bless them as they partake of communion as well. I pray that your strengthening power would be their portion. And Father, I dedicate all your people unto thee. Bring us tomorrow in your house. Them that should have been here this evening, Lord, to partake of the Lord's Supper. Father, and they haven't because of sin or because of backsliding. I pray, Lord, that you'd speak unto their souls and remind them, Lord, that you are the restorer of our souls. Amen. That, Father, you are the restorer. You can take us back to what we used to be. May you bless them and help them. As you go now, give us good rest. Give us traveling mercies. Amen. As we commit all and everyone into your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that my vertigo. I do not know just why it came and loved me so. Looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall fall.